The final coach of today's teleconference is Rutgers' C. Vivian Stringer. Rutgers is the number 10 seed in the Big Ten tournament and will take on Nebraska on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, thanks for joining us today. If you could please make an opening statement, and then we'll take questions from the media.
You said I have a statement first?
Yeah, if you want to give a statement, that'd be fine.
We obviously ended on a great note. I thought that the team began to come together, and that was evidenced more against Michigan State, which we had an opportunity to win, and certainly our game against Purdue ended up in an overtime game, and our game with Michigan State was a three-point game. So we've been in all of these contests and held our own really, against Ohio State and Maryland for a while. It's just that there's something about the fourth quarter that we tend to get a different look on our face and kind of been folding at that point. And that's disappointing because we have seniors. But on the other hand, I thought that some of this is because I haven't been able to be with our team as much as I would have liked or needed to be to get us ready for that mental toughness that needs to be there. But in the last, week and a half, 2 weeks, I've been in practice and able to put, push it at another level. And I think that our team is responding better. And so we're confident, happy, hopeful going into the Big Ten season. Of course, any time that you start a tournament of this nature, and it's, all pads are clear and you're ready to go. And you don't have anything to lose. You just go out and play. And I'm hoping that, we can come in that way, certainly with our three leading players, and that is Rachel Holliday, Tyler Scaife, and certainly Kalia Copper.
All right. Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll take questions from the media.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Shelley Teal with Big Ten Network.
Hi, Coach.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. First, I wanted to just extend my sympathies for the loss of your mother. I know that's been a very difficult time for you.
Thank you.
Now that you're coming into, it's kind of like a fresh start. Everybody looks at the tournament. Everybody comes in 0-0. Can you just kind of touch on the message that you've given to your kids in that regard, and then also more specifically with your opponent in Nebraska, what will you be looking for from your team in that matchup?
Well, let me say this. As with all teams, there's certain things that have to be done, period, no matter who you play. And they tend to be issues that we've had in our games, and that's one defensive transition, and that we rebound, get up to the shooters quicker, and stop fouling. And the biggest reason for that is we can see what the problem is. And it's basic to what all of us know as coaches is that we've got to be in front, really in front. I think that we're quick enough, but we're not in the stance in the way that we need to. And it's great for Rachel in that Rachel Holliday ends up with block shots, but it's not good for us because that means that they're exposing, our one center that has some height. And when that happens, then we're picking up fouls all over the place. And so many of these games, both Copper as well as Holliday, have been sitting on the bench. And it's one thing to take a player out because they may be tired. It's another thing to try to recreate something because you've been put in that particular position. So we talked about the importance of everyone being there and us playing what has been known as Scarlet Knight basketball, which we have not been doing this year, that is being really, really tough and great defensively. I know that we're relatively high in the Big Ten on the defensive side, but we can be far better. And I thought that we began to show that. And as I shared with the team, the truth of the matter is the stats that have been showing up are bad. They're embarrassingly low. So that means that we just haven't put that emphasis on it as much, or we're not taking it as serious as we need to take it, contrary to what we say. because that keeps showing up, you know, going everybody else going to the foul line two or three times more than what we've been doing. And but I thought that in our, I think it was a Purdue game, we actually out-rebounded our opponent and in a really good way. But as I shared with them, I'm here now, and I'll be here consistently every day because sometimes I was at games, but I may not have been in practice that week. And it's not that our other coaches haven't done an excellent job, but I think it puts our other coaches in a rather precarious position because it's not something that you have to ask for or that you should be asking for in practice. It's something that you have to demand. And so I recognize that, you know, because of my situation and because, you know, we as a team did not really focus as much as we needed to because that's been a nemesis of ours. And for that reason even more, because it was showing up in all these games, is the reason that defense has got to come first for us. And I thought that we got to the point where we felt that we can just try to outscore people, outrun people, and outscore people. And it wasn't working. So we're going to get back to basics, back to fundamentals. I've already told them how we're going to start when we practice tomorrow. And it's got to be that grind out. I know what we've got to do, and they know what we've got to do. And and if it can, you know, end up in positive results, which I will, and for that matter, if it can't be remedied right now, it will set the tone for the freshmen and the sophomores, you know, that are coming in for next year. So it's all about getting back to basics. We've played all of these teams, and there's no question everyone will tell you it's still back to, you know, transition defense, executing offensively, not turning the ball over. And in our case, not fouling and not, you know, basically giving the game away because we've been in too many of these games really, really, really. And it's all come down to, you know, maybe the last 4 minutes. And we've got to get better at that. So we're going to work on it and see if we can't, you know, jog the memory of each of our players and make things happen in a positive way.
And our next question comes from the line of Charles Hallman with Minnesota Spokesman.
Well, first of all, Coach, our prayers continue to be with you. I want to know if your thoughts have changed from last year when you expressed a concern about the timing of the tournament and also the financial hardship that could be placed on parents traveling to attend these tournaments.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of this. You talked about the timing, is that what you said?
Basically, I said that about the timing of the tournament in terms of when it's scheduled after the regular season concludes, and then about financial hardships on some parents who have to travel to come to these tournaments.
Well, I mean, I've been talking about that anyway, and I think that it may have been the coach, Urban Meyer, at Ohio State, who most notably talked about when parents have to travel. And what I was talking about is when, for example, if a tournament was held, you know, over the Christmas holiday, or in that case it had been that when the student athlete cannot come home for special holidays, i.e. like Christmas, but that being because they are in a tournament or something, that I would hope that that there could be some legislation that would allow at least the parents to be with the student athlete during that time. In some instances, especially when their games are being televised, and when they're being televised, then you know, say that that ESPN or whomever, you know, is marketing the game. And that probably is more specifically to the men, but they're making money, and it's unfortunate that the kids, you know, are not able to be with their family. But hopefully, you know, that will be addressed. Our Big Ten, I mean, as far as our tournament, I don't have any complaints about when the tournament is. I mean, we just played yesterday, and you know, in a couple of days we're going to be headed to Big Ten, so it gives you a chance to. The only way you can get a couple more days break is you do well in the tournament, and then you don't have games. and you get to buy obviously we didn't do that, so you know we've got to hit the road, and that's not too bad. I kind of like the situation right now, and I like the idea of working our way up generally. And I've also been concerned because I've many times had buys, double buys, and that's kind of tough because you've got to get out of rhythm and out of shape. So I'm happy that we're having an opportunity to play as soon as we are.
All right. At this time, we have time for one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Mike Vorkinov with XL Sports.
Hi, Coach. Just like everyone said, my condolences on your loss.
Thank you.
Now that the season is over, just on a macro scale, are you able to, you know, assess how it's gone and what do you think of this season and how it's been to this point?
Well, I think it's been up and down, but I think what I'm saying to you is that, you know, it's unfortunate. It is what it is. I have been really, 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 really up and down. I have missed so many practices, and it's not good. You know, the kids have done a great job of trying to keep it together. So we, you know, our team, we have been in turmoil without question. They don't know from one day to the next when I was going to be there because my mom was in hospice for over a month. So, like I said, for the games that I didn't show up, I was obviously not there. But it's been practices as well because it's been really, really, really just a hit and miss throughout, and that's the way we've been playing. And it's, you know, I felt uncomfortable coming back because at some point it's like, okay, what's going on? How much can I study, you know, when I'm in a hospital? But, you know, the team, the coaches, you know, kept it together. I've got to try to, you know, try to get in there. And I have to say, it is what it is. And we're going to just have to recover and you know, it's a simple statement, you know, put your nose to the grind, whatever. But really, long story short, is we've got to focus on the fundamental things, and we've got to make sure that we, as a team, understand that the only way we're going to get to the next level or the next step is you've got to take care of the things that we can control. We can control our defensive transition. We can do a much better job, you know, rebounding. We need to work harder in terms of creating shots, but to recognize when, and that's going to require us to focus a lot more and understand that this is the way we're going to win. Yeah, you can take a shot, you know, the first two passes down, but on the other hand, is that the best one? But it is reflective. The scores this season have been reflective of the up and down and the turmoil and the situation that we've been dealing with, but to be honest with you, you know, it's over now, and it's time to try to focus, and maybe it's not too late.
Coach, thanks again for joining us today, and we'll see you at Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it, and I'll see you then.